The U.S. announces sanctions against Russia. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine is either imminent or already underway, the White House announcing it's banning new investment, trade, and financing by anyone in the U.S. in the disputed regions of Ukraine. Russia's President Putin speaking out on Monday.
In a televised address to the nation, Putin explained the decision to recognize the independence of two breakaway states in eastern Ukraine. He addressed the Ukrainian people directly.
You want to be decommunized? Well, we're quite fine with that, but don't stop halfway, as they say. We are ready to show you what decommunizing Ukraine really means.
Recognition could mean Putin may send regular Russian forces into eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. The White House says more sanctions are coming on Tuesday. Lawmakers in Canada have voted to extend the emergency powers used to prevent another truckers' protest like the one broken up in Ottawa over the weekend. Following 3 hours of deliberations on Monday, the jury has recessed for the night in the federal hate crimes trial of the three men accused of killing jogger Ahmed Arbery. The Centers for Disease Control defending the non-release of more complete data on COVID-19 and the vaccines.
Over the course of the pandemic, the CDC has published lots of general information on COVID-19's disproportionate impact on the elderly, on minorities, on people with underlying health conditions. But an article in the Sunday New York Times suggests the agency is yet to release more detailed or granular demographic information that could potentially help state and local health officials better target their efforts to fight the pandemic. According to the Times, the performance of vaccines and boosters, particularly in younger adults, is among the most glaring omissions in data the CDC has made public. The CDC spokesperson explained to the New York Times there is concern that incomplete information might be misinterpreted.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The defense has rested in the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death, each testifying in his own defense.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane telling jurors in federal court in St. Paul that during George Floyd's arrest, that he asked if they should roll Floyd onto his side, but that his supervisor, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, said no. That Lane was also worried about excited delirium, a disputed condition of adrenaline overdose. Two other officers, J. Alexander King and Tu Tao, also testified last week and have all pled not guilty in the case, accused of violating Floyd's civil rights and to state criminal charges. The three former officers face later this year in Floyd's death. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A huge Louisiana oil refinery rocked with an explosion and fire Monday that injured six workers. Cause of that blast between New Orleans and Baton Rouge still under investigation. Police in California looking for the thieves who've stolen as many as 1,000 beehives in the last few weeks. Farmers rent them to pollinate their almond crops this time of the year. The soaring rental costs apparently motivating the thefts. Some of the hives are now being equipped with GPS devices to track them. The winner of last year's Run for the Roses disqualified.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission Monday disqualifying Medina Spirit from the Colts' 2021 Kentucky Derby win after a positive test for the drug betamethasone. It was the fourth medication violation in a year span across several racing jurisdictions. As a result, Churchill Downs has now declared runner-up Mandaloon, the winner of last year's first leg of the Triple Crown. In addition, Medina Spirit's trainer, Bob Baffert, has been fined $7,500 and suspended 90 days by the Kentucky Racing Commission from March 8th to June 5th, barring Baffert from using any facilities across the state, meaning that Baffert's horses will be locked out of the Kentucky Derby in May. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.